Someone today asked me how I felt about playing jazz at the White House. And I said it's the most natural thing in the world because jazz is the only truly American art form that really represents this country. And asked to explain this, I said that we have complete freedom of improvisation within very strict rules. And it's kind of like the Constitution, that we have complete freedom as long as we don't break the Constitution. And on the stage, we have discipline for almost the lifetime of all musicians. Tonight, we are playing for leaders of the world, including the president, but in our own little world, we have elections. We are well recognized. And I'd like you to know that you're listening to the top alto saxophonist in the world, Mr. Paul Desmond. Joe Morello is the top drummer in the world. We're not just limited to one country, you see. Our elections are worldwide. And Eugene Wright on bass is pushing Michael Rose top down. Eugene Wright on bass. This next tune written by Paul Desmond is a tune that will be a challenge to you if you can keep time. It's in 5/4 time. And this is a time signature very rarely used, and one which we must improvise in. So start listening, start counting, and see if you can stay with us. It's called Take 5. Thank you. 1958, we were on a State Department tour, and we played many of the countries, the Middle East, played Poland, India, and oftentimes we'd get the musicians from the various countries we were in up on stage to try to improvise with these musicians. And we discovered that the United States is ahead in many ways in the world, but there's some things that we are not so far ahead in, and that comes to complicated rhythms. And our drummer, Joe Morello, would often play with the Indian drummers from the Middle East. He learned a lot from them, and then we learned a lot from him. This next number, called Shenhua, will show you some of this cultural exchange. This is written by Joe Morello. Thank you. Thank you. I hope King Hussein heard some rhythms reminiscent of this part of the world. We certainly learned some wonderful things about the usage of the tremendous rhythmic complexities that are often not found in our music after touring that part of the world. Right now, we'd like to do a tune that, if you pay real attention, you may recognize. Listen to the first 8 bars, because jazz musicians only give you about 8 bars. The rest of the time, we improvise on the changes, and this will feature Eugene Wright on bass. Thank you.